Oasis Audio presents Four Blood Moons by John Hagee, read for you by Dean Gallagher. Section 1. The Signs in the Heavens. Chapter 1. Signs in the Heavens. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Luke chapter 21, verse 25, 27, and 28. As the jet plane gracefully circled over the majestic beauty of Puget Sound, I looked out of the window at the tall and perfectly shaped spruce trees that surrounded a series of glistening lakes. Along the shoreline stood elegant homes with boat ramps and fishing docks extending from beautifully manicured lawns. It was the American paradise that is the gorgeous state of Washington. The wheels of the jet touched down on the runway with their familiar screech, which is always music to my ears. Every safe landing is a great landing. The jet rolled to a stop. I unbuckled my seatbelt, climbed down the steps, and was refreshingly jolted by the cool breeze on my face. I knew then we were far from the sweltering Texas heat. I began to focus on the reason I was here and what I was to say to the thousands that were gathering for the statewide Night to Honor Israel rally that evening. 6 years earlier, on February 6, 2006, I had invited 400 of America's foremost evangelical leaders to join me at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, to form a national organization called Christians United for Israel. The purpose of our organization is to bring Christians and Jews together in an atmosphere of mutual respect and brotherly love, in order to emphasize that what we have in common is far greater than the differences we have allowed to separate us over the centuries. If you